स्वामी उसे जिन्होंने भक्ति आश्रम गए मन से एक मनुष्य स्वामी वैष्णव गुरु ही सुनते मंत्र फल वैष्णव जीव समंत बाय चांस टेक सत्य मान पर तुम वैष्णव ने बहुत है स्पेशली इन दिस परिसुभाव Krishna has incarnated himself in his holy name. Kali Yuga Namam pe Krishna Vata. No other incarnation is there in this Kali Yuga. So taking or accepting holy name of Krishna, this Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, is getting Krishna from a bona fide spiritual master. If someone is fortunate to get this mantra, then get Krishna. You understand? Because the name of Krishna and Krishna is not different. But especially in this Kali Yuga, the name is Krishna. Then the spiritual master taught us, the disciples, to chant this holy name, gives them mala, and he lets them chant specific number of mantra. So we order our disciples to chant at least 16 malas minimum during a day. It should not be less than that. If someone chants less than that, he commits namaparadha, he denies his guru, which is considered a great apradha, the result of which that he should go to hell. So, at any circumstances, one shouldn't disobey this order. Those who are initiated, taking initiation from a bona fide personal guru, must be very, very careful and very serious in this matter. At any circumstances, they should not neglect this order. Any cost, they should chant 16 malas. This is the most important thing. Then comes next thing, the namaparadha. Understand? Niraparadha nam loile par Krishna priyam. If you can chant this holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, endlessly, you can get Krishna. You will get Krishna praying, the love of Krishna, thereby get Krishna. This is the role of spiritual law, and it is a fact. Then you should be aware and be very careful of not committing any ends in chanting holy name. There are 10 nama pravas. You understand? You might have known all these things. It's all mentioned in Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and all the scriptures also. So when spiritual master gives this name, he also speaks about it, and thereby cautions or warns the initiated disciples not to commit any type of namaparadha. Because our aim is to get Krishna. That is the supreme perfection of life. And this is the only way How can one get Krishna? By chanting his holy name. So, now I will tell you one by one this Nama Paradas. Number one is Sadhu Ninda. That is blaspheming a sadhu. You understand? Then question arises, who is really a sadhu? Who is really a sadhu? That one should know. Sadhu means a pure devotee who is completely surrendered at the lotus feet of Krishna. This is the most important symptom of a sadhu. And next thing is, they preach throughout the world this Nam Tattva to deliver the conditioned souls. He is a sadhu. So, initiated disciples or devotees should not blaspheme such a sadhu. This is number one. Nama Aparadha. Jaha sadhu ninda taha nahi bhakti sthiti. Adev aparadhi tatha parinati. That is stated. If someone commits nama aparadha, he is devoid of bhakti. He cannot get bhakti. Thereby he cannot get Krishna. Adro. Moreover, he will go to hell. This is number one, nama aparadha. Then number is to think the demigods as the Supreme Lord of Bhagavan. And name of Krishna, the form of Krishna, the qualities of Krishna, and the pastimes of Krishna, if someone thinks of these are different from Krishna, that is also offense. Second number offense, nama aparadha. If someone thinks that Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma are also Bhagavan, that's also aparadha. If someone says or thinks like that, uttering name of Shiva, or uttering name of Brahma, or uttering name of any other demigod is equal to uttering the name of Krishna, that's also aparadha. This is number two, nama aparadha. Those who are atheists, they think the other demigods are Bhagavan. A Vaishnava or devotee never thinks so. You understand? If someone thinks so, or if someone equates Shiva or Brahma with Vishnu or Narayana or Krishna, he is considered a Pashundi. He must go to hell. This is the Shastric injunction, Shastric Siddhanta. Therefore, the initiated devotees or disciples should be cautious enough not to commit this type of offense. You understand? Anna deva saha samo vishnu ke je mane sevara ujjana isva tattva nahi jane. Edara jagate vishnu parama ishvara girishadi jato deva taar vidhiko. Ekali ishvara krishna arsa bhutya. You understand? Krishna is the only supreme ishvara, parameshvara. And all others are his servants. That is it. So don't equate the master and servants in one level. That is committing second offense, nama aparadha. Then comes those who are completely taken shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, in other words, taken shelter only name of Krishna. They are called devotees, their devotees or Mahajanas. They only worship Krishna. They never worship any other demigod. In Srimad Bhagavatam it is stated, जथा तरण मूल निशोचनेन तृप्यन्ति तस्कन्नः जोपशाखा प्राणापहारार्थतीन्द्रियाणि तथैव सर्वार्थमुज्जितेत्या. This conclusion is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. If you pour water, at the root of a tree, automatically all its branches, twigs, flowers, leaves all get. No necessity of sprinkling water on its twigs or branches. If you give food to the stomach, automatically the whole body is nourished. No necessity of giving food to ears or eyes or hands or legs. No necessity. Similarly, if someone worships Krishna and satisfies him, all of the demigods will be satisfied. No necessity of worshiping other demigods. This is aparadha. Then question arises. Shall we disregard the other demigods? You nonsense get up. Shall we say like that? No. We cannot say like that. We should not say like that. Then how can we behave with our demigods? That is a question. We should not look at them. We should not pay any respect to them. No, that's not. Jatha jatha anya deve korena darsana Krishna dasa bolitare korena bhava. The demigods are also a type of devotees. They are not pure devotees. They are devotees. Because they are obeying the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. So they are devotees. They are in that sense Vaishnavas. As we pay respect to other Vaishnavas, similarly we pay respect to other demigods. We should not disregard them. That a Vaishnava knows this thing and Vaishnava does this thing. Then number three, offense. To disobey the order of spiritual master who has given you this name, Naam Tattvavit Guru. You understand? That is number three, offense. This offense is the greatest one. Paristhane aparadhi kare purina, kumasthane aparadhi nahi parikrana. If you commit some offense at the lotus feet of Hari, Lord Hari, there is some excuse. You can contract that offense by some rites, performing some rites or chanting name. This is the only recommended process how to destroy the offense committed to the lotus feet of Hari. Chant name incidentally. That offense will be destroyed. But this offense, disobeying the spiritual master, order of the spiritual master, was given you this name. Then says, greatest offense, there is no excuse. This cannot be destroyed by any means. You understand? It is stated in all sastras and all Mahajanas say so. Guru Karna Nahara Samasraya Kari Krishna Anupulya Tari. That we say. Therefore one should be very, very cautious. You should not disobey the order of the Naam Tattvavit Guru, spiritual master. And he is a pure devotee, Suddha Bhakta. He is, as you say, Parikara. That means associates, one of the associates of Lord Krishna. You understand? That guru. Then, therefore, we sing in Bhagavatam, Sakhyat Bharitriyena Samastha Sastrayi, Riptastatha Bhagyata Iva Sabdi, Kintu Prabhujya Priyayi Vatasya Vandi Guru Sri Charana Vindam. Sakhyat Hari is as good as Hari. Because his position, his place is with Hari, in the same platform. It's very dear and very confidential, very intimate to Lord Hari. You understand? Therefore, one should not disobey him, one should not commit such offense, this offense, third number, number three offense, by disregarding or disobeying the order of such a spiritual master. This is very, very cautious. And one should obey the order of that spiritual master or serve that spiritual master at any, taking any risk. If it is required, one may give up his life, which is very dear. Sadhguru, you understand? Dasya prasada, bhagva prasada, dasya prasadana prati kudu, that means it. Our aim is to get prasad, kripa, mercy from Krishna. That is the supreme perfection of our life. But how can it be achieved? It's only achieved if you get mercy of your spiritual master. Dasya prasada, bhagva prasada. If spiritual master is displaced, everything is finished. Krishna cannot save you. You understand? This is most important. So, at any rate, at in, taking any sort of risk, the disciple should please his spiritual master. Thereby, he will get Krishna. Please Krishna, he will get Krishna. And make his life perfect, supremely perfect. So, one question arises, is raised here. That such a bona fide guru is who? That is most important question that I first say. Guru is a pure devotee of Lord Krishna. It's completely a surrendered soul. It's completely a surrendered soul. That is Guru. So before accepting spiritual master, the disciple should be very, very careful to accept such a person as spiritual master. Otherwise he'll be cheated. There are many cheaters also in this Kali Yuga. In other Yuga cheaters are there, especially in Kali Yuga, many, many are there. Those who post themselves to be devotees of Vaishnavas are if they are pure devotees and guru. As we say, all that glitters is not gold. So, symptoms are there in Shastras. One should know these things, the symptoms, and examine Guru very, very carefully. Then accept. Otherwise, there is this danger of being cheated. Understand? So, after accepting such a guru, such a spiritual master, one should be very, very careful, very, very cautious not to commit this type of offense, disobeying the order of such a devotee. Then comes number four, prak, offense. শ্রুতিশাস্ত্র নিন্দা, ব্লাসফেমি শ্রুতিশাস্ত্র, বেদিক স্ক্রিপচার, বিকজ মায়াবদ্ধ জীবে কৃষ্ণ বহুকৃপা করি বেদ পুরাণাদি দিল আর্য জ্ঞান স্টেটেড ইন স্ক্রিপচার্স। মায়াবদ্ধ জীবের নাই কৃষ্ণ স্মৃতি জ্ঞান, জীবের কৃপায় কইল কৃষ্ণ বেদ পুরাণ। দি কন্ডিশন শোস আর ফরগটেন কৃষ্ণ। সো গুরু শাস্ত্র আত্মারূপে আপনাকে জানান কৃষ্ণ মোট প্রভু ত্রাতা জীবের কইয়া। কৃষ্ণ ইজ ভেরি ভেরি মার্সিফুল, কৃষ্ণ ইজ আওয়ার ওনলি ওয়েল উইশিং ফ্রেন্ড, শ্রীহুদং সর্বভূতান। সো দিস হর্স ইজ মার্সি অন আস, দিস কন্ডিশন সো দি সেন্স গুরু, সেন্স ইজ পিওর ডিভোটি ইজ রিপ্রেজেন্টেটিভ দিস মেটেরিয়াল ওয়ার্ল্ড টু ডেলিভার দি কন্ডিশন সো অ্যান্ড অলসো হি হ্যাজ কম্পাইলড দি শাস্ত্রস বেদিক স্ক্রিপচার্স where all about Krishna, all about the Vaishnavas, all about pure devotion, so these are the different forms of Krishna, sadhu, shastra, guru. Through these forms, Krishna shows his mercy, unconditional source. You understand? So one should not blasphemy or disobey the nonsense of such Vedic scriptures, especially Sarva Vedanta Sarvani Srimad Bhagavatam. You understand? All Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of all Vedic scriptures. In Kali Yuga, the people are short-lived and Veda is very great. Many, many Vedic scriptures are there. One cannot study all these things during his lifetime and understand the nonsense there is impossible. So, the Srimad Bhagavatam has come, which is as good as Krishna. Krishna Tulya Bhagavata, Vibhushan Bhasha. Krishna is Vibhu, Bhagavata is also Vibhu. It is none different from Krishna. So, one should not, the initiated devotees and disciples, should not disregard and disobey the injunctions given in Srimad Bhagavatam, especially the essence of all Vedas, and should not blaspheme Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavata jena manasya javan shama ta shastra ache janme janme. If someone disobeys in Jansans Srimad Bhagavatam, so is God Srimad Bhagavatam is like lecture of Java. Life after life will be punished by Jamaraj. So, this is put Nana Prat. Then keep on. Nana Prat is Nami Arthavada Prat. If someone gives different meanings of the name Krishna, the so-called mundane scholars, the pandits may say, yes, Krishna has different meanings. Krishna means black. So, if we say black, black, then it is all right. I am uttering Krishna. No, that is an offense. In Chaitanya Chaitanya, you find That Gopal, Vallabh Bhatta himself, Vallabh Bhatta, one said this thing. So, Mahaprabhu, this name Krishna has different meanings. So, shall I take any meaning out of it? Mahaprabhu says, no, I only know Krishna is the Supreme Personality Body, is beloved of Radharani. I never accept any other meaning of that. This is like that. So this is an offense. You understand? And Mahaprabhu was very kind enough, merciful, his merciful incarnation. Mahavadana Avatar, a munificent incarnation. He showed mercy to that Vallabhadra. Otherwise, he would have gone to hell. So, it is included in this Nama Prat, fourth type of Prat, Suti Shastra Ninda. And I am speaking of fifth Prat, Nama Atvada Prat. So, give different meanings to this holy name. One should not do like that. If someone does like that, he is the greatest offender of Raj. If by chance we look at the face of such a person, thereby we commit to soft things. How to counteract that offense? The Shastra says, or Mahajan says, immediately you take a bath in the river Ganges. Then that will be counteracted. Someone says, oh, we are in America or Australia, no Ganges is there. What shall we do? All right, you invoke Ganges. Chant this mantra and also Longest Jamuni Saiva Buddha Visarasuti. That mantra is there. You just invoke in some pure water. So Ganga Devi will come down there and take bath in that water. Then that offense will be destroyed otherwise. Such an offense. Then comes sixth offense. Nam bole paap buddhi, committing offense, that force of chanting, holy name, eka krishna nama pore sarva paapa kheya. It is stated in Shastra. All sorts of sins will be destroyed if you chant once Krishna. Such great potency is there. Mahaprabhu has also said, Jaruke suni Krishna ekoba, Krishna naam ekoba, say se Vaishnava. You understand? Mahaprabhu has asked this question. The Grastha Bhaktas coming from Gaura Desh, once asked Mahaprabhu, who was staying, residing in Pushkar Khetra Puri Dham, taking up sannyas. Oh Mahaprabhu, what is our duty? And Mahaprabhu says, Vaishnava Sevam Krishna Pujam Nirantara Kara Krishna Nam Sankirtan. He said, this is a duty of God. Vaishnava Pujam Krishna Seva. If you worship a Vaishnava, thereby Krishna is worshipped. So, serve the Vaishnavas. Worship Vaishnavas. This is your duty. And take this name of Krishna. Always chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Then they ask, Mahaprabhu, who is Vaishnava? This question arises. Who is Vaishnava? To whom it serves? Then Mahaprabhu says, Jar mukhe suni ekobar Krishna naam sei se Vaishnava. You understand? Who is the heart of it? If you heard once someone has uttered Krishna, he is Vaishnava. And they say, oh, we are always uttering Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Why once? We are uttering many times, innumerable times. Then the greatest Vaishnava, isn't it? No, no, no. There is a deep purport in Mahaprabhu saying, one Krishna, that means one pure name. You understand? If someone has once uttered pure name, Krishna, he is Krishna, Suttama, not only reciting these letters only, Krishna, alphabets. That's not that. Deep purport it has. You understand? So we stress on this. Pure names should be chanted. That which is offenses we say. If someone is committing offenses, chanting Hare Krishna is not pure name. Only alphabets are coming out. Akshara bahiroye kote naam nahi. Akshara means alphabet. In dictionary you will find this word Krishna is there. Abhidhanik sabda. The word in dictionary, we never say that. You understand? This is, it has very deep philosophical purpose, meaning in it. You understand? I say? So one should not commit any pap or sin by force chanting this Krishna, name of Krishna. That is nama bore papa kutsi. You understand? Yes, this is a very nice thing. I am a sinner. I have committed many sins. Now I'll chant Hare Krishna. The reactions of all sinful activities will be destroyed. Then again I'll commit some new sins. And again I'll chant Hare Krishna. Then it will be destroyed. Very nice. No, no, Baba. I don't do it. This is nama bore papa kutsi. That you are committing offense by this force of chanting Hare Krishna. This sort of mentality is very, very offensive. You understand? But sooner, think in his mind. You understand? This has this property in it. Nama bore papa kutsi. But it's stated also by Mahajana in Shastra. Sanchari manava deva acharoi paap prashchita acheta aruta. Kintu nama bora jadi paape kore mati prashchita nahita ar bora yukta. The worldly person, sanchari manava, commits some sin, so in Shastra, that is prashchita, writes, perform some atonement, thereby he can destroy the sinful reactions. But this path, this sin committed by the force of chanting Naam, Harinam, Krishna, no atonement is there. You cannot destroy any subject, perform any subject. বহু চামচ আত্মনা আদি পাইলেও তার সেই অপরাধ হইতে না হই বা দিস ইজ শিওর এন্ড সার্টেন দ্যাট ইউ মাস্ট গো টু হেল এন্ড মাস্ট বি পানিশড বাই যমরাজ লাইফ আফটার লাইফ ইন নিউমারেবল লাইফ উইল বি পানিশড স্টিল দিস রিঅ্যাকশনস ক্যান নট বি ডিসক্রাইবড ইট ইজ দ্যাট সো ওয়ান শুড নট কমিট সাচ অ্যান offense. の図に何のことですか。どうぞ、だ means あるて、そだそんで、びしわそこへ、すぐるにしちゃう。うすね、ばっていかいね、さばかも。うた。そだ means palm head。palm head in Krishna。palm head in his holy name is none different from Krishna。palm head in spiritual master guru is a pure devotee of Krishna。palm head in Shastric unions。That is fine. Understand? There is no Nashwati. The person who is devoid of Sashradha don't initiate him, don't give him this name. Understand? Thereby, the guru who initiates or gives name, he commits sin, he commits offense. You understand? So, Dha Inudhirinamu. And while you are preaching, you are preachers, you must be preaching about this name to others also. So you should be careful also in your path. If you find someone who is very, very thirsty, has not developed any sort of sabha in this, the Supreme Lord or His holy name, you understand? Don't tell me about this tattva, non-tattva. Special. You chant, you do kirtan loudly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. This sound vibration, the transcendental sound vibration, will benefit you. It will touch it. It enters into his ear, that a specific man, person. It will be very beneficial. You understand? A Vaishnava does so. Vaishnava is very, very kind-hearted person. You understand? He only chants loudly. Let this transcendental sound vibration enter into the ears of the atheistic people. Thereby, the impurities will be purified. You will develop sadhana. And you will mark. And this Shraddha is developed, they speak about this name, Nantata. You understand? This person is there. He should not commit such aparadha. This is number 7, Nanaprabha. Then number 8, Nanaprabha, Anna Subha Karma Saita, Harinanku, Shuman Mani. If someone thinks to perform any sorts of auspicious, pious activities, ritualistic performances, very gradual performance, is as good as uttering this Harinam. No, that is an offense. You understand? One should not think so, one should not say so. That is an offense. Kali Yuga Dusadhya Anna Subha Karma Atev Nama Asya Aila Duga Dharma. This Kali Yuga is a very, very dreadful Yuga phase. Kali means path. It is full of sins. You understand? So in this Kali Yuga you cannot perform any sort of species. Karma, Subha Karma. Only this. Haranama, Haranameva, Kevalam, Kalam, Nastiva, 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 Haranama. No other way, no other way, no other way. This is the age of God. Only Haranameva takes a return of this Harinama. It cannot be compared. The chanting of Harinama cannot be compared to any sarsa. Performance of any sorts of pious activities. If someone thinks so, thereby he commits offense. This is number eight offense. Number 9 offense, Namagram is some Vishwai Anubhavan. You understand? This is most important. While you are chanting this Sarnam with your mala, that spiritual mala has given you, be very, very careful not to be inattentive. You meditate on Krishna, because Krishna and His holy name is none different. You understand? If someone cannot see, when your heart will be purified, you can see the beautiful form of Krishna when you chant Krishna, Hare Krishna. As long as your heart is not purified, you can see the form. You understand? Then you should understand that my heart is not purified. So I cannot see the beautiful form of Krishna. Abraham, you understand? Get out. You understand? Because my heart is not purified, so I can see the beautiful form of Krishna while I'm chanting Hare Krishna. You understand? It depends on purity. And that's the fact. You understand? So, at that time, what shall we do? We should meditate on this transcendental sound vibration. Only meditation. You understand? And, so this is an offense. While chanting this holy name, Hare Krishna, beads, you should not be inattentive. You should meditate on Krishna, or meditate on the sound, transcendental sound vibration. It is ninth. Number nine of hands. And we say, Chanchala hi Mahakrishna, that is stated in Srimad Bhagavad-gita. This mind is very wicked and very flickering. You understand? Chanchala. Very, very flickering. It's very difficult to concentrate, to fix the mind. You understand? Yes, that's a fact. Krishna has admitted that. Arjuna says this. So, but there is a certain period. The early in the morning, that we say Brahma Muhurtam, from 4 a.m. to 6 a.m., the best period to chant rounds. Understand? At that time, this flickering mind is very easily fixed. This time, this noon time, is very difficult to fix. So many vibrations are there in the atmosphere. You understand? So many sounds, so many vibrations. Those who are not achieved siddhi, perfection, in controlling mind, they cannot fix mind this time. So for the new types, this is best time to chant or finish your rounds, or chant complete more rounds during that Brahma Muhurta of 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. That's good. You understand? They're very easily fixed, otherwise another time of the day is very difficult to fix the mind. Thereby you commit offense. Sometimes you do like that. Oh, Guru has said to complete 16 rounds. Otherwise, anyhow I have to complete. That's my committing offense. You are thinking of something, oh, I have to do this thing, I'm doing this thing, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Thereby you are committing a fault. Your mind is somewhere and chanting Hare Krishna. You understand? Answer not to that. You may think of name while doing other work, but don't chant with your beads. Very, very careful. Chant 16 rounds with beads. Very nice. You understand? Besides that, always you think of Krishna in your mind, that is smaller. That may be, but don't do this. Many devotees do like that. I have to finish so many rounds. Allah, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Do that. Do that. Otherwise, committing offense. In a sense, a ninth offense. Another influence, another thing is also included in this offense, that is jarya or alasya. Don't become lazy. So, very strictly follow this regulative principles. Get up at 3:30. Take bath. Go to temple. Chant there. And it is 4:30 like that. After you eat, then chant and dance before the eating. After that, then it is chant. Don't sleep. Don't lie down on your bed. Beyond four. That's the meaning. That has come to this part. You understand? So, this is meant to be there for all. This is ninth offense. Then tenth one, the last one. Basmatra, Puri, Mambu, Havapra. Those who are big in gift or in the disciples of the body, they sooner say that I am mine. I am Brahma. I am a Vaishna. I am a king. I am such and so. This is my house. This is my land. This is my bank balance. This is my wife. This is my grown son. I am mine. This is last number. You understand? Because everything belongs to Krishna. I belong to Krishna. Everything belongs to Krishna. Nothing much. Amar Bhavati Krishna. Nothing much. There's nothing that you can say to mine. I belong to Krishna, I am the most perfect of Krishna, and it is your life, nothing mine. The one who must say, I am mine, we may say to the disciples, we say it also. You understand? So, this is then number. Offenses, identity, holy name. Let me carry the more confusion. Get some more. My beloved people, not so far. Very nicely. That's enough for you.
So, in Zanpo, okay, I hope you have understood everything that I say about attending for the name and committing offenses. Be careful not to commit any namaka, chant your name, develop Krishna prema and give Krishna hope. I also think so. Krishna Mahaprabhu, merciful. Jagatpati Das. Your initial name is Jagatpati Das.
Nicholas Michael.
Nicholas. So, Nicholas, I think you have understood what I have said about community, chanting, committing, and then schooling. If you have any questions, ask me. Nicholas, you understand, clarify your doubts. So, we chant 16 rounds minimum daily without offense. To develop personal prayer and get make your life perfect. I hope so.
Nimai Pandit Das.
Your name is Mr. Nimai Pandit.
Yes. The meaning of them and where they are in the scriptures and
yes.
Things like that.
What is your name?
Dinabandhu.
Dinabandhu. The name of Krishna. Dina means who is very, very potit. That means downtrodden. Instant.
Distressed.
Distressed. Dina. Krishna is friend of Dina. You understand? So he is known as Dinabandhu. That is one verse. Dinabandhu iti namete patita anutsaye vakta vastra poya iti srutva pudayam asukampate. One devotee says like that. O Lord Krishna, I hear that you are Dinabandhu. That means you are friend of the poor, distressed, downtrodden. I am very, very distressed, downtrodden, Dina. Therefore, I have enthusiasm, great enthusiasm, to come and approach you. But here I hear that you are Bhaktavatsal. You are very dear to your devotees. Oh, now my heart throbs because I am not a devotee. I am not rendering any devotional service. I am not doing any bhajan. So how can I get you like that? He says, this is a very nice verse. So, Dinabandhu Riti Namdi, that is, you are Dinabandhu. Yeah. Very good name.
Dina.
Dina, we are Dina. Yes. As when song is there, praying to Lord Gauranga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Patita pavana tumi, patita dhamo ami. Who doesn't know this? Nahi. Patita uddhar kariya panasya, mosama patita prabhu na paiva. Isu kata hachi. Praying to Lord Gauranga. Oh Lord Gauranga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are patita pavana. Patita pavana hetu tava avatar, moshama patita na paivar. You have incarnated yourself to deliver the patitas. Patita means dina, downtrodden. You understand? But I am a dina like that. You will never get as patita anybody else as I am. Like that. It's dina. And Kunti Devi has prayer that also. Akinchana gocharam, janmi surja sutta sri vivedamana madapuman, naivarati abhidhaku baitu akinchana gocharam, nama akinchana vittaya. This Kunti Devi's prayer is there. Akinchana means dina. Dina akinchana. Ekakatha, thank you. Dina akinchana. Only Krishna is revealed to such dinas, akinchanas. You are akinchan, nama akinchan vittayo. You are asset of akinchanas, and akinchanas are your asset, and you are their asset. That's Kunti's prayer. Do you understand now? So, very nice name. Really, we are dina, he is dinabandhu.
Is that the name of Lord Chaitanya too, dinabandhu?
Chaitanya is Krishna, so he is also Dinabandhu. Yes, no difference.
It's that prayer that we sing in the morning before class. Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu.
Karuna Sindhu.
Dinabandhu.
Dinabandhu, yes. Karuna Sindhu, Dinabandhu, yes.
And after that there is Jagatpati.
Jagatpati. Jagatpati, master of the world. Pati means master. Jagat means world, like Jagannath.
Universe.
Same meaning.
So that's the meaning of John's name. John.
John.
Jagatpati.
Jagatpati, yes.
I was reading in the translation, it said the source of the universe.
Yes. Source of the universe, master of the universe. Pati means master. Yes. Jagannath, Lord of Master, Lord of the universe, the world, Jagannath. Similar to Jagatpati, same meaning. Yes.
He is very attached to Lord Jagannath.
Yes.
So am I.
So name is appropriate. Yes, I told. But Mahaprabhu prompted me, I name.
It's very, especially very apt in Nimai Pandit Das.
Nimai Pandit Das, yes.
He is a scholar. He's yes. Always chanting slokas and
yes.
Like that.
Yes. So it's a nice name for him.